Our 10-minute speaker is Nikki from San Diego.
Okay, I'm going to do this.
Nikki Alcoholic.
Okay, get a drink of water. All right. First of all, congratulations to Damien and Liz. You laid the foundation for us to do this deal. sorry about that. Okay, so what it was like. I got a text this morning, and it said, I was born, I drank, I fell down, came to AA, and life is good. So, you know, and that was, it made me laugh, you know. It's just made me laugh. And what it was like for me, I was born into a home of my mother was an alcoholic, my father was an alcoholic, but we didn't know till later. So I got to see the disease in action. I don't have much memory of my childhood. I just remember that every time mommy got sick, we had to be put into foster homes. And so by the time I was 10, she was put into Crossroads, and it took, and she's still sober today. And the thing that I remember about AA is, first of all, it was the smoke in the rooms, because they didn't have babysitters back then. This is in 76, 75. We used to go to the big Wednesday night meeting. I don't know if any of you guys remember, any of the old timers. It was the biggest speaker meeting in San Diego. And I just remember the room was huge and all the smoke. And I remember the laughter. I remember the laughter. And so I started drinking teenager, just normal stuff, you know, didn't get into any trouble. Then I got out of high school and then started going to TJ. And drinking was fun for us. You know, we'd go down there, I'd drink, I'd fall down. Everybody would laugh, get up and do it again, you know. And then I was introduced to the stuff that, you know, made me able to drink a little bit longer, if you know what I mean. So my drinking didn't really start getting bad until I was probably in my mid-20s. I started getting into trouble. Before I was 30, I had my first DUI. I was sentenced to 3 AA meetings. And I'm like, oh, that's going to be fun. Because I remembered the laughter. I remembered the stories. And I went to the 3 AA meetings, you know, and didn't stop drinking and still was going out to those clubs, and it was still fun. But probably by the age of 30, it stopped being fun. And all those friends that I had were slowly disappearing. I was a wanderer when I got drunk. One time I was in New York with my sisters, and we were down in Manhattan. They lived in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. And we were drinking, and I wandered outside the Palladium. And I don't know how, but I met these people. And guess where they lived? They lived in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, and I was able to get home. You know, that was God working in my life. That was God working in my life. Another time I was down in TJ and I walked out of the club. I had $3 in my pocket and somehow I made it back to the border. You know, God was working in my life. He was looking out for me. I did have a God in my life because when my mom did get us all back, her sponsor said, you know, you need to get involved in church. And so we went to church a lot and we went to youth group. And then I just took that other road, and that always seemed a little bit funner. So when I got to AA and I started doing the steps, especially when I did the second and third step, I knew there was a God, but he wasn't in my life, but I knew there was a God. And so when I got down on my knees and I did the third step prayer, I remember the feeling of warmth coming into me. And since that day, I haven't had the desire to stop drinking. And I remember when I first got sober, I thought, oh, my God, how am I going to be able to watch football? How am I going to be able to, you know, just all these things. But you know what? I just started showing up to meetings, and I just started raising my hand, started volunteering. I do believe in service work. For those of you that know me, know that about me. Because to me, I like to give back to what you gave me, you know. A funny thing about one of the football games that I went to, I was dating my husband at the time, and we went to the Denver Bronco game because I'm a big Denver fan. And all of a sudden, right before the halftime, all of our friends show up, and they're like, "Let's go hang out," you know, during the halftime. And I'm like, "Okay." And I'm like, "I'm gonna go to the restroom," and they're all, "No, don't go to the restroom." So my husband walked me down to the edge of the steps, and he's all, "Look up on the board." And it was up on the board. It said, "Nikki, I love you. Will you marry me?" And I was just shaking and shaking. And I look at him, and he's down on his knee. And then I look up here, and all my friends in AA are up there. You know, life isn't good. Isn't always good. You know, sobriety is good. It's a lot better than it was. AA has walked my husband and I through a lot of stuff. It's held us up. Our grandson recently passed away, and it was you that held us up. You were there every minute. You were there for our stepdaughter. And those are the things that I remember when I was younger too, because I remember when my mom didn't have money to pay groceries, and I remember a bunch of women coming to our house, and they all had hands full of groceries, you know. And it hasn't changed today, because I know that all I have to do is pick up that phone and you will be there. And I have a life today that I never thought I would have. I love myself and I love you, and I can really say that and mean it. If you ask me to show up somewhere, I will be there. And that's it. And I love you guys very much. Thank you.